60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
I've heard this song like three times in the last 2 days.
Really?
If you could just follow it up with a little Freebird.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's Skynyrd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of Y's in that name.
I do my Pandora channel, and I often hear a little Skynyrd thrown in for good measure.
And they're not Welsh either, with all the Y's in their name.
No, they're not. So Dick from the Garage sort of stole my thunder on this headline, but despite all, still share it with the fair audience. January 6th committee subpoenas Rudy Giuliani and three others. It's getting interesting, Fancy.
Rudy's excited that somebody wants to interview him.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot. Is that what we're calling it these days? CNN, a riot, issued a subpoena Tuesday for Rudy Giuliani, a central figure in the former President Donald Trump's failed bid to overturn the 2020 election on the basis of unfounded allegations of widespread voter fraud. In addition to Giuliani, the committee issued subpoenas to two other attorneys who pushed various election fraud conspiracies on Trump's behalf, Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell. Now, Jenna Ellis, she sat alongside. Wasn't she there when Rudy was bleeding hair dye?
I don't know, either that or she was next to him for the fart.
In Michigan.
Possibly.
I'm pretty sure Jenna Ellis.
It may have bled over in between, but the two.
I think when Rudy farted during testimony in an open chamber in Michigan, she did react. You could see her eyes. She, you know, she's like, oh, my God.
But did Rudy react? I want to know if he knew or if he just pretended.
Who doesn't know? Come on. He knew. Former Trump campaign advisor Boris Epstein, who was among those working with Giuliani at the post-election Willard Hotel Command Center, was also subpoenaed Tuesday. Here's a quote. It's a short article. The four individuals we've subpoenaed today advanced unsupported theories about election fraud, pushed efforts to overturn the election results, or were in direct contact with the former president about attempts to stop the counting of electoral votes. According to Benny Thompson, Democrat, he heads the committee, right? The subpoena marked a significant escalation in the sweeping probe as the committee is now seeking to compel cooperation from those at the heart of Trump's push to overturn the election, including Giuliani, who once served as his personal attorney, and voter fraud investigations predicated on voter fraud conspiracies. Investigators have been asking witnesses about Giuliani and Powell during the previous closed-door interviews, but now want to hear directly from the former Trump attorneys. Fine ones indeed. A little breaking news from the state of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said today, it's okay if Michael Gableman continues his work on the review past the end of February, calling delays the unfortunate result of lawsuits challenging the former state Supreme Court justice's 2020 election probe. Here's one quote to gall you a bit. I've been saying, if it wouldn't have been for the liberals suing us, we would have been concluded by December, Voss told reporters after a committee meeting. If the liberals choose to keep suing us, well,
what?
It will unfortunately have to go on. You can't let these subpoenas die. If you can't let the clock run out because of a bunch of high-priced lawyers suing the legislature.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I told you it was going to call you.
Seriously?
Right? That's what he's saying.
The Republicans have spent $9 million on lawsuits against the state.
Not this particular investigation. This is only $700,000.
Jeez.
I did see actual the mileage reimbursement being sought by Gableman and his investigators.
Oh, he documented something.
Yes. It's written literally on the back of an envelope.
Are you serious?
Pencil. Pencil style, like Bob drove 20 miles to Beaver Dam and Charlie Rose to Brookfield.
Why not get him through February? I mean, we can trust the results of somebody who only meets with people in private, leaves no records of it, and has no records to produce whatsoever. Why can't we trust this guy? I don't understand.
Come on, that was only $1,000. They've been spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it'd be done. But let's not forget, Voss said it would have been done in December. The investigation was supposed to be done by Halloween. That's October. Now you're talking about the end of February. I mean, really, you know, does it really matter what the result of the investigation is at this point? All the legislation you've proposed has already been vetoed. So it doesn't really matter, right? You're just in it for the smear, Robin, right? So let's keep it going. It'll still be going on this summer. Mark my words. They'll be leaking out whatever it is that Gableman thinks he's onto. And now, did you see Gableman is subpoenaing out-of-state voting firms like Dominion Software?
You mean the ones that weren't used in any of the places that he's alleging fraud?
Well, I'm not clear about that aspect, but...
Yeah, because I'm not clear about where he's alleging fraud either. He hasn't specifically said what that is either.
Whether or not his, subpoenas from the committee, the Assembly Committee in Wisconsin, whether they have, the validity and the enforcement impact over, let's call it, corporations from other states, I'm not so clear. But let me end on a high note. I got one last thing to tell you fine folks today. There is hope for our society. And his name is Geraldo Rivera. Hey, you laugh. I see you smirking. Geraldo Rivera literally fought a Nazi. Do you remember that back in 1988? Got his ass beat, but he fought a Nazi on live television. Here's what his tweet is. In light of the prior fight that, for those that don't remember, Geraldo used to have a TV show, and sometimes it'd break into a fighting session. One day he got his nose broken by a Nazi. A bunch of guys charged the stage. But anyways, here is what Geraldo, the last hope for our society, is tweeting out today. Senate used to be the world's most deliberative body. Lately, it's been a bazaar for bozos. The lowbrow rudeness displayed by senators like Paul and Marshall. Marshall was the guy that, wanted to subpoena Fauci's financial records, even though they're publicly available. I think Fauci eventually called him a moron. Anyways, here's what Geraldo tweeted. The last hope for society. The lowbrow rudeness displayed by senators like Paul and Marshall has remade the upper chamber into the Jerry Springer show. Their savage attacks on Dr. Anthony Fauci have no shame. Thank you, John Nichols. Thank you all that participated. Thank you, Fancy Brian. And thank you for being so polite, guy from Caledonia. Call again tomorrow.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
We face real challenges. My name is Peter Pekarsky, and I approve this ad stating that I'm running for the U.S. Senate to replace Ron Johnson because some people see things as they are and ask why. Others dream things that could be and ask why not. Why not provide health care as a basic right? Why not have broadband all over Wisconsin? Why not end systemic racism? Why not send a real progressive to the Senate? Visit PekarskyForWisconsin.com and support this ad paid for by Pekarsky for Wisconsin.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Rocker. Meet me at the new Dark Horse Art Bar in East Wash. Happy hour is Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. You pick the day. 2-for-1 rail drinks and slices of Sal's tomato pies for $1. Jimmy, it's happy hour at the Dark Horse Art Bar, 756 East Washington in Madison, across from the Sylvie.
Madison's newest happy hour, craft cocktails, local art, and music. Find out more at the new Dark Horse.